Today's Shir Masechta Shavuos Daf Lamed Dalad. We will begin on Daf Lamed Dalad Amid Aleph, about 10 lines from the top. In our previous Shir, the Gemara had brought down many opinions how we know that the dinim, the rules of Shavuos Eidus, are only applicable when there's a financial claim. Rabbi Elazar learned it with Gzeirah Shavah that the Torah uses many times the word oy by Shavuos HaPekodin, and therefore he learned that just like by Shavuos HaPekodin, the case is always what we're speaking about, Mammon, where there's a financial claim. So Gemara said the same thing applies by Shavuos HaEidus. Rav Akiva said that the Torah says by Shavuos HaEidus, l'achas me'elu, tells that in certain cases there's going to be a din of Shavuos HaEidus, in certain cases there won't. And we learned that it applies by Dinei Mamonis and not anywhere else. Rabbi Yosef Aglilu learned it. The Pasuk says by Shavuos HaEidus, for aid a Ra a Yada, that the Shavua is the type of a Shavua, as we said and we'll discuss more, that could take place with his Ria without Yediya, or Yediya without Ria. And that, as we said and will say, applies by financial case. And Shimon, as we did learned at the end of the Shia, learns Gzeirah Shavah Techta, connecting Shavuos HaPekodin to Shavuos HaEidus. Again, just like by Shavuos HaPekodin, it's only by Dinei Mamonis, so too by Shavuos HaEidus, it's only by Dinei Mamonis. Maskla Rava Bar Ula. So Rava Bar Ula asks Rabbi Elazar, Oi, oi, the Pasuk says, Oi, by Shavuos Bitui. Pasuk says, Nefesh ki sheshava levat b'sayim lahora o lehetiv. Yechichu, they should be a proof that when it says oyin, it doesn't mean mammon. Sheha oyin v'yesh man shvun, v'enim man kaim, v'davarim shalai b'tvias mammon. That Shavuos HaEidus is a situation where there's no kayin, and it's no mammon. So we can learn from Shavuos Bitui that it doesn't have to be specifically a financial claim. So answers the Gemara, Mestabra, people couldn't have a lamelev. The Gemara says that the match between Shavuos HaEidus and Shavuos HaPekodin suggests the Gemara is a better match. Says the Gemara, why? Shekein, Mestabra, people couldn't have a little lamelev. Shekein, Techta, they both of them, by Shavuos HaEidus and Shavuos HaPekodin, the Torah uses the word Techta. So that's a proof that that's the better match. Says the Gemara, Adrabba, we can make a counter-argument. We bitui have a little melef, that Shavuos Bitui is a better match. Shekei chatas mechatas. Both by Shavuos HaEidus and by Shavuos Bitui, the Torah says that if somebody violates the Shavuos Chayav HaKar mechatas, the Shavuos Pekodin, as we're going to learn in Mitzvah Shem, in next perek, the carbon that's brought is a carbon asham. Ela Mestabra, says the Gemara, Mestabra, it still makes more sense to learn Shavuos HaEidus from Shavuos HaPekodin. Mestabra and Pekodin have a little melef. Shekein chet b'mezet tavei v'chafrei v'avrei. Chet, again, by both of them, the Torah uses the word techta. B'mezet, by both of them, there's a chiv carbon even by mezet. By Shavuos Bitui, if somebody did it b'mezet, there's malchus, but not a carbon. Tave v'kafre, by both of them, the way the shvua is originated, if somebody comes and makes a claim, and then the edim deny the claim, Shavuos Bitui isn't connected in any way to a claim. Somebody makes a Shavuos Bitui, v'avre, both of them, the shvua is on what happened. I don't know testimony. I don't have your Pekodin. Shavuos Bitui is primarily about the future. And there's two ways of understanding what it says. One way of understanding is fairly simple. As we've learned many times in our Shiurim, the Rabbi Shmuel's opinion is that Shavuos Bitui is only applicable into the future, whereas Shavuos HaEidus and Shavuos Pekodin speak about the past. And even if we follow opinion of Rabbi Kiva that the Shavuos bitui applies to the past as well to the future. The pasuk that speaks about shvus bitui says lahara lahetiv. Lahara lahetiv are words that refer to the future, and therefore the shvus bitui is more of a future-driven shvua, whereas the shvus eidus and shvus bekadim are driven by the past. That's why the Gemara is suggesting that the match between shvus eidus and shvus bekadim is a better match than the match between shvus eidus and shvus bitui. So if we're going to have to choose a match, the Gemara is suggesting we choose the match with shvus bekadim, and therefore we'll say that just like shvus bekadim only refers to momentous, the financial situation, so too will be the halacha by shvus eidus. Says the Gemara, Adrabu, we can make a counter argument. Bitui avlamelef, shvus bitui is a better match. Shekein chatas shiorda lechaymish. Chatas, by both shvus eidus and shvus bitui, the Torah says yechayiv a carbon chatas, whereas by carbon shvus bekadin, the carbon is an ashim. Shiorda, the Bethlehem, the carbon that you bring by shvus eidus and shvus bitui, is a carbon oil of a yorid. It depends on your financial situation. If you're wealthy, you bring an animal. If not, you bring two birds. And if not, you bring a carbon mincha. By shvus bekadin, there's always a standard carbon asham that you bring, chaymish. By shvus habikadin, you have to add a chaymish. By shvus eidus and shvus bitui, there is no such halacha. So that's why the Gemara is suggesting that the match with shvus bitui is a better match between than the match with shvus bekadim. Answers the Gemara, hanach nefishin. What the Gemara says is that at the end of the day, if we look at the amount of issues that can that make shvus bitui and shvus eidus similar, and we look at the amount of ways shvus bekadim and shvus eidus are similar, we will find many more cases by the shvus bekadim. And therefore, if we have to choose one, we're going to choose that one. Rav Kiva Omer, Rav Kiva said, the Braisa says, by Shvuas Eidus, V'hoi ki yesh l'achas me'ela. We learn from here, yesh me'ela shuchayiv. There are cases where you will be chayiv for the Shvuas Eidus, yesh me'ela shupater, and there are cases by Shvuas Eidus that you're potter. Okay, it said, Tava Mamin, if the person wants you to say testimony regarding finances, chayiv, that's going to be the case of shvus eidus. Tava dava acher, but if the claim is not a financial claim, you're potter. Ask the Gemara, yes. Rabbi Kiva says that the Tarek Dosha says l'achs me'ela, and we learn from the words l'achs me'ela that there's only certain circumstances where shvus eidus is applicable, not all situations. But ask the Gemara Epechanah, maybe we should reverse it and say that Shvus Eidus is applicable by other situations, but it's not applicable by financial situations. Says the Gemara, it's a fair question, but answers the Gemara, B'kiva Oyin de Rebbe Lezer P'samach. Rebbe Lezer said that there's a Gzeiris Shava that connects Shvus Eidus to Shvus HaBikadim. And that Gzeiris Shava of the word Oy is the principal reason why we compare Shvus Eidus, Shvus Bekadim, saying it only applies by financial situations. And L'achas Me'ela comes to add to that. Ask the Gemara, if my Benayu, if both Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Kiva agree that we have the Gzeir Shava, but Rabbi Kiva just added the limud of L'achas Me'ela, what is the practical halachic nafgamina? Answers the Gemara, Ikim Benayu B'meshbiya Eidakarka. When the Eidim are speaking about when the claim is over real estate, Rabbi Lezer chayiv, Rabbi Kiva p'tanim. According to Rabbi Lezer, it's a financial situation. So as soon as it's a financial situation, you chayiv. And according to Rabbi Kiva, it has to be la'achas me'ela. So Rabbi Yochanan asked the Madama Hossam, Meshbiya Eidakaka, that when it's a real estate issue, I feel Rabbi Lezer p'turim, that even Rabbi Lezer will agree that there's no shvus eidus. So we're back to our question, where are they separating? If the question's over knas, the Rebbe Lezer, who learns from Shvus Bekadim, So therefore, you're going to be chayiv by carbon, by bekodin, and by shvus eidus. According to Rekiva, there won't be a shvus eidus by knas. Continues the Gemara of Yosef, Glili Omer. The pasuk says, the pasuk that speaks about shvus eidus says, v'oeid oirah yada, beidus hamiskayis beriyah, below yidia, obidia, below riyah, kos medaber. The Torah is teaching us that where is shvus eidus applicable? In a case where the Edom only had saw, but don't really know what they saw, or vice versa. And that's only applicable by Dine Mominus. Amalei Pepper Abaya, Lamer Rabbi Yosef Glili, in all situations, says that besides by Dine Mominus, for Edus to be a valid Edus, you need to have Ri of Yediyah. Lesley, Rav Acha, obviously does not agree with the opinion of Rav Acha that says that even by other cases, you don't have to have both Ri of Yediyah. The Tanya Rabach Aimer, Rabach teaches us regarding situation, Gomal Oicha ben Gmalim, an animal, a camel that's mating amongst other camels, and when it mates, it gets a little violent. And then Nimtza Gomal Harag B'tzidai, and now we find a dead camel. And the question is, which camel killed this camel, that the owner of the camel that's the killer, will be responsible. It must have been the animal that was mating. So even though we don't know for sure, we didn't see it, but there's a strong circumstantial evidence that it was he, that it was that camel, so that's why we say it must have been the killer. If Reb Yossi holds like Reb Acha, then says the Gemara, but in the we're going to end up seeing that even by Din in the Fashis, you don't have to have Yediya and Riya. And where would we have such a situation? The Gemara says, Reb Shimon ben Shatach, with a story that happened with Reb Shimon ben Shatach. The story that happened with Reb Shimon ben Shatach, the Tanya, Reb Shimon ben Shatach, Erev ben Nechama, he said, I should not see the Nechamas Yerushalayim. It's a Lashon Shvuah. Others say that when Shimon ben Shatach was alive, the Beis Hamikdash was still there. And so they say what he meant to say was that we know that the Bayis Sheni wasn't a full Gula. And what he was saying was that I should not be zoicha to see the full Yeshua if not reporting the story correctly. Another pshat that I saw is that he said that my children should die if what I'm not saying. I should need to have nechama. I should need to be consoled for the death of my children if what I'm saying is not correct. What did he see? There was somebody that ran after someone else into a desolated house. Verasti achrav, and I ran after them. I saw that the person was standing with a sword in his hand. And blood was dripping, for harig mefarfer, and there was a person expiring. Who was the murderer? The only two people here are you and me. Avama esa, what should I do? I can't prove that you're the murderer. Shein dam chamos v'yadi. Shreyam retayra. Pishnei edim ashloisha edim yumin semeis. The Torah is very clear that you have to have edim. Elamokam yifaremach. Hakadosh Baruch Hu should punish you for what you did. Amru, so Chazal say loizaz misham, the story did not end. Achanasha v'meis, until a snake came out and killed this murderer. So we see that Shimon ben Shatach holds that even though we have very strong circumstantial evidence, we don't kill somebody unless we have very clear edim. And the same thing will be, that's why only by Dine Mominus may we do so. Whereas Rav Acha says that we do rely on circumstantial evidence. Says the Gemara, Filis Tema Desle Rav Acha. We could say that Rav Yosef Glili agrees with Rav Acha that we could rely on circumstantial evidence. Bishlam Yediyah B'loi Re'iyah. We could find a case of Dine Nefashis with his Yediyah B'loi Re'iyah. The story of Shimon ben Shatach. We knew for sure who was the murderer, even though we didn't see it. But Riyah B'loi Re'iyah, but how could there be such a situation by din and nefashos a seeing without knowing. Hech mishkach sloy. B says the Gemara, miloy bay meida. Doesn't the person have to know him ever kachavim harug or yisrael harug? If the victim was a yisrael or a nachri, he adam treifa harug or shalom harug. Was the person a treifa that there's no chi misa for king a treifa or was not a treifa? And since by din and nefashos it's not possible to have re'iya below yediyah, and was saying by Shavuos Eidus you could, it must be, it's only speaking about financial situation. So many Rishonim asked the question, here the Gemara is saying that the witness has to know if the victim was a treifa or a shalim. So Tosfos asks that the Gemara Masechta Chulin says that what is one of the rayas that we follow Roiv? One of the rayas, one of the proofs that we follow Roiv, is that if somebody kills somebody, we have Adam seeing that somebody killed somebody else, even though they don't know if maybe where they shot the bullet, that's where he was a treifa. We follow the roiv, and most people are not treifa. So why over here, as the Gemara is suggesting, we have to know if the victim was a treifa or not? So Tosfos answers that our Gemara is speaking about a situation where there are two people, and we know one's a treifa and one's not. And one was the one that was killed, but we don't know which one it was. The Ramban says that under normal circumstances, if we don't have a reason to believe so, there's a treifa, we don't just start to be concerned there's a treifa. But in our Gemara, there was something that was not so clear. And there was a reason to be concerned that maybe the victim was a treifa. When we have a reason to be concerned that he was a treifa, there, unless we could clearly know for sure that he wasn't a treifa, we can't kill the murderer. Dar Samech and Zeich Yitzchak says that that although Rabbi Acher relies on Umdana in deciding monetary cases, the Gemara says we don't rely on Umdana on capital cases. The Aruch Samech and Zecher Yitzchak point out that there's a halacha Moshe Sinai that a murderer cannot be sentenced to Misa if there's no proper Hasra. But, they say, the Gemara says that what do we do with a murderer? We put him into a cell and we feed him a diet which ultimately will cause him to become sick and die. So he says that since there's such halacha, they say that even the Rabbi Acher would certainly not execute a murderer based on circumstantial evidence. It's very possible that this procedure that we just discussed would be done. Even though our Gemara says that we don't rely on Umdana, the Paiskim discuss that in certain situations there's something which is called Umdana the Muchach. That Umdana the Muchach is a much higher level of Umdana, and on that type of Umdana we do rely. And the Paiskim say that this is relevant to a situation of, for example, a situation of relying on a lie detector test. That even though it's not real Eidus, but maybe it would be considered Umdana the Muchach, and when you have an Umdana the Muchach, it's very possible that the Paiskim suggest that that's something that we could rely on. And the Chavetz Chaim in Hilchos Lashon Hara actually points out that when we speak about this, he says that even if something which is very obvious that that's the case, that's only that if it's obvious, so somebody tells me something which is obvious, the halacha is I could believe him. But it's not to the degree, suggests the Chavetz Chaim, that I'm allowed to spread what I heard further. So here too, the Chavetz Chaim is differentiating different cases of Umdana. And in some cases of Umdana, I can't, if it's just not a strong Umdana, I'm not allowed to believe it at all. If it's a very strong Umdana, all I'm allowed to do is believe it, but not spread it further. The Chishuki Chemed, in discussing the subject of Umdana, on relying something that we could imagine was what this person want, speaks about a situation where there was a person who became aware of another person's serious financial situation, and every month, and he promised to give every month a certain donation. Unfortunately, this person who made this pledge became ill, and he's no longer capable of doing or making proper decisions in himself. So the question is, how do we understand this obligation? Do we understand it as a nether, and a nether his estate has to fulfill? Or it's not a nether, and every month he was giving this pledge, but now he's unable to do so. So the Poskim discuss this situation, and they say that the real question here is it considered a nether, or is it only considered a umdana? And it's very hard to be able to paskin this shaila, because once we learn in our Gemara that we can't rely on an umdana, so then once we can't rely on an umdana, even though we think that this person would have wanted to do so, we can't continue doing so. And he discusses a similar situation where there was a person that every time he had a grandchild, he gave that new grandchild a very nice gift. And now the grandfather is no longer able to do so. Do we say that we can rely on an umdana and say that the father, this is what he always did, he would have wanted to continue to do so? Or we can't do so? And I saw that Rabbi Yosha said that we can. And the reason he can is really based, really, I think, based on what we're learning in our Gemara. Because our Gemara says when it comes to Dine Mominus, we could rely on umdana. He discusses another situation of umdana, where there was a person, an important person in our community, who discovered somehow or another that he was an akum, there was a nokri. And he was brought up as a Jew, everybody thought he was Jewish, but he's really an akum. So the question is, he was an aide by a number of weddings. And a nokri is possible to be an aide. Can we rely on the umdana that this couple wanted to get married, that it's going to be a valid marriage, even though we don't have proper aidim? And again, the question is, if we can rely on the umdana. He brings the opinion of many paiskim, and he can't say with clarity if we can or can't rely on the umdana. Continues the Gemara Shmamina, from what Rabbi Yossi said, the Shvuas Eidus is applicable in a case of Riyah lo Yedi Yedi v'lo Riyah. It's obvious that Kesavah Rabbi Yossi Aglila Mashbi Eid Knas. If somebody has Eidim on a case where there's Knas involved, Potter, then as we've been discussing, is that a situation of Shvuas Eidus or not? It must be that there will be Potter. Dimsal Kedatach, if we're going to say that Chayiv, Ne Yedi Yedi v'lo Riyah, again, in a case of Knas, Ashkechon law, we could have Yediyah Belayriya. That is, somebody violated or seduced a young girl, that there's a Knas of Chamishim Kesef. They don't, Edom did not see it, but they know that that happened. But Riyah Belayriya, how would it be possible to have Riyah Belayriya? If he saw somebody do this to a girl, and he doesn't know the girl, can Edom say testimony under those circumstances? Milay b'ay meida, don't the Edom have to know Nachris Baal, Bas Yisrael Baal, who was the girl, Basula Baal, or Baula Baal, was the girl, Basula Baula? So it wouldn't be possible to have Yediyah, it wouldn't be possible to have Riyah b'lo Yediyah. And we're saying that for Shvuas Eidus to be applicable, you have to have a case of Yediyah b'lo Riyah, in case of Riyah b'lo Yediyah. And therefore, since it's not possible by Knas, it must be from here we see that there is no Shvuas Eidus by Knas. It says the Yosef Yehuda, Rav Nuna Kameda of Yehuda, Yosef Yehuda Kameda, Mana Menisach, if somebody says to somebody else, I gave you a mana, I gave you $100, with Neploni, Neploni, and I gave it to you as a loan. The Eidim Reinesim Uchutz, and Eidim saw that taking place, but the person did not see the Edom. And the way the Rishonim explained this Gemara, that the that they did this in a way that the Edom should see what's going on, but not the person who's getting the money, because the person would have never taken the money, he would have knowing that they're Edom. My, what is the din? When they say testimonies, this is a situation of Shuas Edus or not. Amalei Rav Nuna, Valoi Ma Toyin. Ask them, what is the person claiming in this case? What is the counterclaim? What is the supposed loiva saying? If he says, I never got money from this person, we know he's lying, because there are Edom that saw him getting money. But if he says, yes, I did take money from this person, but even though I took money from this person, but it was just taking my money, says the Gemara, ki also Edom, I have her. So why will the Edom be of any help? Amalei, Hamnuna at Alta. He says, you are smart. You're a person that should be in the Beis Medrash, because you're able to ask and say very intelligent things. I saw a pshat that, as we know, in those days, people would sit in the Beis Medrash according to their stature. And they say, you deserve a better seat in the Beis Medrash. Hud Amalei L'Chavri, somebody said to somebody else, Manam and Isalach, I gave you $100, but tzad omidzeh, at this by this beam, and I gave it to you as a loan. I never was stood by that beam. Also, Trey Sadi, and there were two Edom that came and were able to say, that he did once urinate at that spot. We see that this person is a liar. He said he was never there, and we have Edom that he was. Maskula Rav Nachman, to which Rav Nachman said on what Rav Shesha said, Haidina Parsohu. What he just said is the way the Parsayim, who were well known to be dishonest and incorrect in their judgments. Mi Komar Ma'olam, he never said that I never was by that beam or that pole. Basically, I never took money from you standing there. And therefore, there's no proof, there's no claim that what he's saying is the proof that he's a liar. Ikadamri, who dominated Chavri money, Mislav, Bitsad, Omazer. I gave you money by this Omid. Amalei Levati, Bitsad, Azema, Oilam. Here he said, I never stood there. Nafke, Beisadi, and now there were Edom that came. Dishdamayim, Bitsad, Omazer. They did see him urinate there. So Rav Nachman said, we see he's a liar. Amalei Ravel, Rav Nachman, to which Ravel said to Rav Nachman, Komnos, the right, Lam, Yerle, the Inish. Anything that a person does, but it's not that important, he might forget. So this person indeed urinated over there. And there are even Edom that can testify that they saw it happen. But the fact that he's saying he was never there is not really considered very significant, because things that are not important to people, they don't remember. Shimon Oymer Chayev Kan V'Chayev B'Kodim. Gemara continues the Braisa. Shimon said, when by Bekodin, there's only a chiyuv of shvua by momen. By shvua se'edus, it's the same. And he said, because mal bekodin shloyos by mushba kenishba. By bekodin, we find a much broader application of the shvuas bekodin. In other words, Rav Shimon wanted to say that if by shvuas bekodin, which has a broader application, it only applies by momen, certainly so should be the case by shvuas se'edus. Rav Shimon himself said that there are that in certain cases, that Shavuos Edus are stricter. Because by Shavuos Pekodin, the halacha is that there's a leniency by Mezid, and there's a leniency if somebody else made you the Shavuah. So you can therefore learn Shavuos Edus from Shavuos Pekodin. Says the Gemara, therefore, that limit of Edus from Pekodin is not correct. Says the Gemara, Machla Berabonin. They laughed at what Rav Shimon said. And the Gemara now is going to try to understand why. So I saw that there are many people that have the minig, that the 49 days of the Sfira, they learn the 49 dafim of Masechta Shavuos. Daf Lamed Daled, which is really the 33rd blot, is on Lag BaOmer. Lag BaOmer, we know, is the Yontif of Rav Shimon ben Yochai. And that's why, since it's the Yontif of Rav Shimon ben Yochai, the line in Av Gemara of Rav Shimon Machlab and Rava, Reb Shimon and Eretz Yisrael, they were happy, is most appropriate for this daf. Says the Gemara, my chuka. What was the reason they left? The Tani, because the Gemara said that we can't learn Shuas Eidus from Shuas Pekadim, because Ma'al Pekadim Shekhen Lo Yosuba Mojba Kenishba. We don't treat somebody who was made to make a shua by somebody else, by somebody who made shua on his own. And we also don't make a mezer kishagig. By shua's bekodim, somebody makes a shua b'mezer potter. And that's why Chama laughed. Why is that the halacha by shua's bekodim? Michti, they said the following argument. Mujmer pi atzma b'edis. How do we know that somebody made the shua on his own by shua's edis? L'rishimin minole. How do we know that such a person will be chai for shvuas ha'edis? Because the gomer, it must be, because he learned it from Bikadim. If Nami was b'chayim negmar. So just like we learned this halacha by shvuas ha'edis from shvuas Bikadim, we should learn shvuas Bikadim from shvuas ha'edis, and shvuas ha'piatzmoy should be chayiv. Says the Gemara, my chuka. Why is this so funny? Dilmar of Shimon, maybe the way to understand of Shimon, is b'kav v'chaymen ma'isalah. He learned the halacha of shuas ha'edis not through a gzeirah shava, but rather through a kav v'chaymer, and therefore he said mipi achayim chayiv. If you chayiv by somebody else making you make the shua, mipa atzmoy lekoshkein, and therefore by shuas b'kadim you're not chayiv when somebody else made a shua, because he didn't learn a gzeirah shava, and there's no kav v'chaymer because mujbe me atzmoy is stricter than Mujmer Pi Acherim, and therefore maybe we'll say that only by Mujmer Pi Atzmai are you chayiv. El Chuka, what was so funny? Says the Mara Mezik Kishoyig, that the Braisa said that by Bekodin, we don't have Mezik Kishoyig, the Tani, Malo Bekodin, the Rav Shimon said by Bekodin, Shekhen also by Mujmer Kanishba, Mezik Kishoyig, Michti, Mezik Lagabe Edis Menolei. How do we know that somebody makes a shuas edus with mezid yichayiv? The like sebe nelam, because the Torah didn't use the word nelam. So when the Torah uses the word nelam, that means there was certain forgetfulness, and that's why it's only shogig. Hachinami. So the question was, like sebe nelam by shuas bekadim, it also doesn't say nelam. That's why the Gemara is suggesting that by shuas bekadim you'll be chayiv mezid. Amalei and the amalu Rav Hamnunas said to the people, "O my chuka." What's so funny? Dilma mezid the lab kishogi b'kodin. Maybe this halacha that mezid is part of a shuas b'kodin and not shogi meila of Shimon Gamala. He learns it from a gzeres shav from meila. The Torah uses the word meila by shuas b'kodin. The Torah says nefesh kisach the mala mal b'Hashem the kichesh b'misoi, and the Torah says b'meila nefesh kisima mal v'chata b'shkaga, and just like by meila. The halacha of Mi'ila only applies by Shogig, so too will be the halacha by Bekadin. And that's why it does nothing wrong when he said that by Bekadin, Shogig and Mezid are not the same, and by Shuas Ha'edis it is. Behind a chukah, at the government of Mi'ila, and what was so funny, instead of learning from Mi'ila and say it's only Shogig, Nima from Ha'edis, and it should be applicable even by Mezid. Answers. So what's so funny? Says the one Mustama Mila have a Lamelef. Mila is a better match because we have the same exact word, Mila, both by Shvus Bekodim by Mila. Ask the one Adrabba. Edis have a Lamelef. We can learn Shvus Bekodim for Shvus Edis because by both of them the Torah says the word Techta. Answers. The one Mustama Mila have a Lamelef. Mila is a better match because Mila has Mila b'kol nena b'kavua chaymish v'ashen. Mila by both shuas b'kadam mila. The Torah uses the word mila. By shuas ha'edis it doesn't use that word. By both of them, by shuas b'kadam mila applies to all people. Shuas ha'edis, as we keep on learning, only applies to people who could say edis nena. If somebody does a shuas b'kadam, he has hana because he keeps this thing in it that he is holding. Mila, he had benefit from the Hegdash. Shuas Ha'edis, the Edim don't have any benefit from their denying that they know testimony. By Shuas Ha'edis, you have to bring a carbon asham. So too by Mi'ila, we which is a fixed carbon. Shvus Eidus, the carbon is oil of Yorid, depending on your financial situation. Shmi'ila and Pekodin both come with a, that you have to add, a, when you pay back the principal, you have to add a Chaymish. By Shvus Eidus, there's no Chaymish. And by Shvus HaPekodin and by Mi'ila, there's Chiv carbon Asham. By Shvus Eidus, it's a carbon Chatos. So that's why the Gemara is suggesting that Pekodin and Mi'ila are a better match versus Pekodin and Eidus. And Shvus Eidus, and that's why we'll say that just like Mi'ila is only applicable by Shogig, so too Shvus Pekodin will only be applicable by Shogig, unlike Shvus Eidus, which is applicable both by Shogig and Mezit. Says the Gemara Adu Rabba, we could say Me'edus Havelel Melef, the match to Shvus Eidus is a better match. Shekein Chet Hedjet Veshua Tave V'Safrei Voin. Chet by Shvus Pekodim and by Shvus Eidus, the Torah used the word Techta. By Mila doesn't use that word. The Shvus Eidus, Shvus Pekodim apply to regular people. Mila's word Hegdish. Shvus Eidus and Shvus Pekodim comes through a situation of a Shvua. Mila has nothing to do with Shvus. Tavav Kafrei. Shvus Eidus, Shvus Pekodim means that I have a claim to you. Give me back my Pekodim. I have a claim to you. Say Eidus on my behalf. By Mi'ila, there's no claim involved. Oyin, the Torah uses by Shvus Eidus the word Oy, Oyra, Oyada. By Shvus Pekodim, the Torah uses the word Oy. Nefesh Kisechta, Umalabal Bashem. The Kichesh Be Amisa Be Pekodim, Oy Be Chumas Yad, Oy Be Gezel, Oy Oshikas Amisa. There's no Oy by Mi'ila. Answers the Gemara, Hanach Nefishim. There's still more ways. There's six ways that connect Mi'ila and Pekodin versus Mi'ila, Pekodin and Shvus Eidus, which is Shvus Pekodin, Shvus Eidus, which is five. And therefore, it's better to learn from Mi'ila. So therefore, when he said that Pekodin, there's Mezid is not like Shogig versus Shvus Eidus, where Mezid and Shogig, you do get punished, is a fair statement. So if that's the case, my chukah, What was so funny about what he said? It says the Gemara Kosra, Pope of Rav Huna Bereid Rav Shua and Bei Rav Amri Hanechuka. This is why the Chachamim were not happy with what Rav Shimon said. Michter Rav Shimon Gzeres Shava Gamer. Rav Shimon said Gzeres Shava that Techta Techta. So Lamalei the Parach. Why does he ask a question? Malib Kadam Shlei Kosu by Mushvik Nishba Meizik Ishaygig. That once we have Gzeres Shava, then the halach of Shvus Eidus and Shvus Pekodin should be the same. Says the Ramai Chuka. What was the funny? Dilma Kiparach Mekam the Tekel and Gzeres Shava. They didn't understand this. They weren't aware of this Gzeres Shava, and that's why they didn't understand what Rav Shimon said. But indeed, Basu the Kamal Gzeres Shava Loi Parach. Ask the Gemara, Veloi, is Rav Shimon going to say that once he established a Gzeres Shava, the halacha by Shvus Pekodin and Shvus Eidus are the same. Ask the Gemara, V'amalu Rava bar Itai l'Rabbanan, Man Tana Shvus Pekodin lo nitna z'dayin l'kapara. Who is the Tana that says that by Shvus Pekodin, if you did it b'mezid, there's no kapara? Rav Shimon he. So we see that even though he has the Gzeres Shava, he still doesn't say that Shvus Pekodin and Shvus Eidus are exactly the same. And he's still saying that by Shvus Eidus, the Torah gives a kapara both by Mezid and Shogig. Whereas by Shvus Pekodin, the Torah gives a kapara by Shogig and not by Mezid. Says the Gemara, Dilma Mezid, so why not? If we have a Gzeres Shava, why don't we say that Shvus Pekodin should have a kapara by Mezid as well? Answers the Gemara, Dilma Mezid b'Shogig kapara. What he meant to say was that only regarding the halacha of Shvus Pekodin, the Gamalei Me'ila, that we learned Shamas Pekodin from Me'ila, and even though we have the Gzeres Shava, we still have Me'ila that Shvus Pekodin is compared to, and the Hanach Nefishim, and as we said a moment ago, there are more things that connect Shvus Pekodin to Me'ila, and versus Shvus Pekodin to Shvus Eidus, Avo Mushba Kenishba, regarding that, and that's why he says that by Shvus Pekodin you're not chay b'mezid, just like by Shvus Eidus. But regarding the halacha of Mushba Kenishba Loi Parach, in that case, he indeed treats the halacha of Shavuos Ha'edus and Shavuos Pekodin the same. And just like by Shavuos Ha'edus, there's going to be chayiv whether somebody else made you the shvuah, make the shvuah yourself, so too will be the halacha by Shavuos Ha'edus. So if that's the case, why would Chachamim laughing? Says the Gemara, v'tehed ha'edus v'tekmam lehem pekodin. Because the question was, once we have this gzeirah shava connecting Shavuos Ha'edus to Shavuos Pekodim, we should now learn Shavuos Ha'edus from Shavuos Pekodim and say, if by Shavuos Pekodim mezid the loy kishogig, ma Pekodim, just like Pekodim shogig in v'mezid loy, we'll say af Ha'edus shogig in, there's only chiv by shogig, mezid loy. Keichad ha'yal Pekodim mila. And just like Rav Shimon learned Pekodim from Me'ila to teach us that it only applies by shogig, now we'll say the same will be, that we'll learn Shavuos Ha'edus from Shavuos Pekodim. Says the Gemara, we can't say that. Dachi Kas Rachmana, the Torah wrote the din of Shavuos Ha'edus, Gabe, the din of Shavuos Pekodim, and by the din of Tumas Mikdash V'Kedoshim, the Bekulon, the Be'olam, the Torah says, V'Nelam, V'Kan, Loi Nelam, V'Nelam. Why did the Torah say Nelam by these and not by then? The Chayiv, to teach us the Shavuos Ha'edus, by Shavuos Ha'edus, Yechayiv Amezik Kishogig. By Shavuos Ha'edus, it doesn't say Vanelam, to tell us that there is no din of Shogig Amezik by Shavuos Ha'edus, Yechayiv by both. Not like Shavuos Pekodim, that you only Chayiv by Shogig. So even though there's a Gzer Shavuot that connects them, the Torah explicitly tells us not to follow that. The Torah tells us not to follow that Gzer Shavuot.